Greetings again. Today we're going to cover John chapter 4, verses 27 to 42. Jesus talks about his food and about the harvest. So please continue in our Friends Bible Study basic approach, read, write, share, and listen. I continue to receive messages from people in various places from around the world who are doing Friends Bible Study. And it's exciting to hear from people who are spending time with God in his word, meditating, encountering Jesus through the scriptures, and sharing with one another. This week, I have been focusing on John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24 in the introductions. Jesus said, "The time was coming when true worshipers would worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to be his worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." God is seeking for true worshipers. So we should begin our time in the Word with worship. Worship means to honor him for who he is, and this prepares us to hear his words daily. So let's begin with prayer. And Father, we worship you. Thank you for all the grace and gifts that you've given us in Christ. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for being the Father who loves us and gives good gifts to us. And we honor you and worship you and love you and pray that you would open our eyes to understand your word and soften our hearts that we may hear what you're trying to say to us today. We pray in your name, and may the glory of Christ be revealed in the sharing of his word. And I believe that as you share the word with one another, the glory of Christ will be revealed in you and through you. So please continue to share regularly, daily, if possible, with your sharing partner. In the first two sessions, we looked at the conversation Jesus had with the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus offered her living water. She came from a place of doubt and skepticism to believing that Jesus is the Messiah. We will continue the story from that point. The disciples return with food, and the woman went into town to tell everyone about Jesus. I do try to make these audio commentaries concise, but today's may be a bit longer because there's a wealth of content. And the next one, the last one in John chapter 4, hopefully will be a bit shorter. So looking at John 4, verses 27 to 29, at this the disciples came. They marveled that he was speaking with a woman, but yet no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why do you speak to her?" So the woman left her water pot, went into the city, and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I did. Can this be the Christ?" The disciples came back with food that they'd bought, and they were surprised to see Jesus speaking to the Samaritan woman, but they didn't question him about it. I think they knew better by this point. The Samaritan woman left her water pot at the well and went into the city. She began telling people about her conversation with Jesus. Undoubtedly, she had a bad reputation. People knew about her, but she was not afraid to tell them about Jesus. Each person's personal testimony is powerful. Many people do not want to talk about religion, but they are interested in our personal stories and experiences. People especially take note when they meet someone whose life has truly changed. The Samaritan woman told everyone about her conversation with Jesus. "Come and see the man that told me everything I did." A very interesting testimony. She did not hide that Jesus had revealed her sins, I think because she knew that only God could do that. She sensed the love and grace of Jesus, even though her sins and failures had been exposed. She asked them with enthusiasm, "Can this be the Messiah?" I think she really meant, "I believe he is the Messiah." I think she left her water pot and ran to the town to tell everyone because she did believe that he was the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. Verses 30 to 38, Jesus begins to talk about this food. Let's read these verses. They went out of the city and were coming to him. In the meanwhile, the disciples urged him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said, "I have food to eat you don't know about." The disciples therefore said to one another, "Has anyone brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish or to finish his work." So what is this food Jesus is talking about in verse 34, and how does it feed us and sustain us? Well, what is your food? What satisfies your soul? What kinds of things do you do we do all kinds of things to fulfill our lives, but what is real food? Food truly satisfies us on the inside. Well, I'm sure believers will say, give the generic answer to every question, which is always Jesus. Well, yes, Jesus is the bread of life. He is the one who fills us and sustains our soul. And we may be able to explain why only God can fill the emptiness of our heart. But here, when Jesus talked about food you don't know about, he was talking about doing the will of the Father. He said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." I think we need to come to a deeper understanding of this food. Jesus was not talking about passively resting in some sort of spiritual state of peace or finding joy or happiness through theological concepts or doctrines. I think we think sometimes that spiritual food is just listening to a sermon or understanding a spiritual truth. The food Jesus spoke of was doing something. Doing the will of the Father and finish the work he gives us. This may rub some people the wrong way, but this was the food Jesus was talking about. Real food involves not just gaining knowledge about the scripture, but involves doing the will of the Father. Disciples do not grow by knowledge alone or even by studying the Bible. Disciples grow by trusting and obeying Jesus. This is why trusting and obeying Jesus should be a clear focus of our daily meditation in God's Word. Many people today resist any focus on obedience or on doing the work of the Father because they want to avoid legalism. Well, so do I. However, doing the work of the Father is done not to earn his favor, but flows out of our love relationship with him. It's not legalism. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. This was his mission from the Father. This is why he was passionate and focused on sharing with the Samaritan woman. This was the food his disciples did not yet understand. What is the will of God for you? What is the work he wants you to finish? I think that these questions should be an important part of our outlook and understanding of the life that God has given us. I once asked a very dear man who was very much respected as someone who walked close to God this question: what is the key to finishing well? He thought for a moment and responded, "For me, the key to finishing well is to do his will and to finish the work that God has given me." I never forgot his response. Sometime after this conversation, he went to be with the Lord, and he indeed did finish well. There were no regrets, no bad reports, or broken relationships when he died. Everyone sensed that he had finished the work God had given him to do. I hope I can say that at the end of my life, I finished the work the Father gave me to do. Verse 35. Don't say, "There are 4 months until harvest. Behold, I tell you, lift up your eyes, Look to the fields. They are white for harvest. Jesus' food was to do the will of the Father and to finish the work the Father had given him. The work the Father had given him was related directly to the harvest. Jesus cautioned the disciples and us, don't say, don't think, don't let that be your understanding, that there are 4 months until harvest, that the harvest is coming later, sometime down the road. Behold, I tell you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields. They are white for harvest already. God loves the world. He loves sinful people who are lost. His heart is for lost people whom Jesus died for. The harvest is ripe. He always wants us to love the lost and to know that the harvest is ripe. There are people around us today who are ready to believe, like this Samaritan woman. A great orator of the past said, all eating and no working produces indigestion. In the West, we have limitless supply of teachings, messages, conferences, seminars, and books, television programs. Sometimes we indulge in teachings and messages week after week without any focus on reaping the harvest and without much focus on doing the will of the Father. We may have much knowledge, but we don't grow because we're not consuming real food. There is nothing like real food. Doing the will of the Father may require sacrifice, but nothing is better, nothing more fulfilling and rewarding. God called me to be a missionary to Japan when I was 18 years old. I left my family, friends, securities, country. There have been many hard times, but my wife and I feel like we're the most blessed people on the face of the earth. Nothing is better, nothing is more fulfilling than joining God in his work. Verse 36, he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit to eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this, the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap for that which for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. The harvest is about eternal life. People believe in Jesus are promised eternal life in him. Both people who have planted the seed and those who reap the harvest will rejoice together. One sows and another reaps. This was probably a common saying among farmers at that time. The statement is comforting to us because we've spent many years sowing in lands where the gospel is growing very slowly, like Japan. But I believe there will be a great harvest and that we will share in the joy and in the reward. Often we have led people to Christ. When we've led them to Christ, the seeds of the gospel had been sown into their lives by others who we've never met. Jesus is the Lord of the harvest and orchestrates things so that the seeds of the gospel will be sown into people's hearts and come to life in his timing. Beginning at verse 39 to 42, many Samaritans believe in Jesus. Verse 39, from the city, many Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, he told me everything that I did. This is quite a testimony. She just said, he told me everything that I did. That was her testimony. Jesus exposed her sins, but it resulted in amazing grace, not in guilt or condemnation. She knew and believed that Jesus is the Messiah, and many others believed because of her testimony. This was the harvest Jesus was talking about when he said, the harvest is ripe. I think they believed because they heard her testimony and saw her changed heart. They believed because Jesus told her everything she had done, even though he just met her at the well. Only God could do that. All people must have revelation from God in order to believe. He works through us when we share our stories and testimonies, to open people's hearts to the gospel. However, the Spirit of God, only the Spirit of God, can reveal to each person the truth about who God is and about his love for us. People do not tell people about their past sins and failures, as this Samaritan woman did, unless they've been forgiven and have experienced God's unconditional love. She shared with everyone she met that Jesus had told her everything she had done. She shared this with people because she had experienced the mercy and love of Jesus. Is there someone in your life that you need to share the gospel with now, today, or in the near future? Take time to pray for the opportunity and courage to share with that person. Let's pray right now. Father, we read these words about the harvest. You said it was ripe, and we believe there are people in our lives and that are coming to the minds of people listening to this now. And we cry out for them that you would open their hearts and minds to receive the grace and love of the gospel. And Father, show us how to share with them and when to share with them and open their hearts. And we pray that you would lead them to receive the gift of salvation, that they may also receive the gift of living water that comes from you. We pray in your name. Amen. So the Samaritans came to Jesus, verse 40, and begged him to stay with them. And he stayed with them for 2 days, which was basically against the whole culture and rules that the Jews had made. Many more believed because of his word. Jesus was willing to stay with the Samaritans for 2 days, and many more believed because of his word, the words that Jesus spoke. They said to the woman, "Now we believe, not because of what you said, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." They came to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, and were genuinely saved. They were attracted to Christ by the woman's testimony, but they met Jesus himself and began to grow in faith because they heard his words. This is the pathway of growth. Discipleship is leading people to Jesus and connecting them with him. What a wonderful thing to see. They came to the living water and drank. The only condition was to be thirsty. Many Samaritans came to him and drank the living water. The Jewish leaders were not thirsty and did not drink. The Samaritans, who were disdained and looked down upon by the Jews, were thirsty and able to receive the gift of God, the living water. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Hunger and thirstiness are essential for us to receive anything from God. Just as many came to Christ through the witness of the woman in Samaria, today most people are led to Christ through the influence of a friend or relative. Non-believers need to see Jesus living in us. This is how they become thirsty. This doesn't happen by debating with people, but by loving, serving, and sharing life with them. Many people are thirsty. They are ready to receive the living water. The harvest is ripe. I believe through this study of the Gospel of John, God will make us very aware that the harvest is ripe and give us more and more opportunities to share the good news with people around us. Now is the time of God's favor. Today is the day of salvation. Father, we thank you for salvation, and thank you that you love the world, and thank you for the words that I've repeated many times. Now is the time of God's favor. Today is the day of salvation. Give us eyes to see and a heart to believe that you are at work in people's lives, and the gospel is true, and when it is proclaimed, people will believe. Some may reject, Lord, but we want to believe you and to see a renewal and a awakening throughout the whole world. And we ask you that you would pour out your Spirit as you promised on all flesh and shine your light into the darkness of the world and into the brokenness of the world around us. Make us instruments of your healing and of your love and of your light. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.